Perek Yud Gimel Seif Dalet. We're learning the Malacha from Libun. Kibbutz ben nylon and plastic. To go and clean nylon and plastic. Mapat nylon and plastic. Ukiyotzebeza. Yesh boi chashash iso kibbutz. He's even discussing a nylon which is not woven. If a woven nylon is poshut, that is a problem because it is woven in a way that in between the strings, in between the thread, it gets absorbed. But here we're discussing even if you've got a nylon which is one piece, or plastic, a piece of plastic which is used as a tablecloth. Even though he says there is a chashash from Issa from Kibbutz. One shouldn't go and put water and to go and rub it. It says the same as din is with a chair which has got nylon covered with nylon plastic. And also some sort of other sort of plastic which is called sky. All these things, we are worried, maybe it's got din-like leather. Leather, the halacha is that you're not allowed to go and rub it, like we learned before, but you're allowed to soak it without rubbing it. So the same thing now, according to the Shlomo Zalman, he brings in a footnote, he says, also Rabbi Yashiv holds like that, that any nylon and plastic, we don't know if it is compared to leather or not, therefore, we say one should not go and rub it with water in order to clean it. But if you don't rub it, it's got the same din as leather. It's not worse than leather. It's the same din as leather. To soak it is allowed, not to rub it. He says in the footnotes that if you have paper is also problematic. We understand paper, to clean paper. If you got a stain on paper, one's not allowed to clean it. One shouldn't make it, shouldn't rub it with water. Oh, he says, if you got paper which goes and which you put in the dustbin, in the dog garbage straight away, maybe that's no problem altogether, like we'll discuss later on. But normal paper, he says, you also got a problem, like you've got a problem from nylon. So if, hey, the hadochas with spat plastic, v'nikui tapet, to go and clean the floor which has got PVC, or you've got tapet. Then in rip special tvuka by your reot plastic, you got a floor which has got PVC, plastic on the floor, or came a super tapet or bad, or if you got a wall which has got on it tapet, or you've got on it bad. And yes, Behem is a kibbutz re'ayor. It says, look in the footnote. In the footnote, he brings down B'Shem, Reb Nissim Shlita, that he says it's allowed. Why? Because we don't call it beged. We call it a part of the building. Yeah. He does say that if you've got a shtiach, if you've got carpet, then you won't be allowed to do it, because of course carpet is normal cleaning, like a normal beged. If so, I don't understand what he says on the top. He says, oh, bad, or you've got some cloth. I don't know if you put the cloth on the wall, maybe it's got the same din as a shtiach, it's got the same din as a carpet. I don't know exactly what he means, bad. I call upon him, if you've got plastic, PVC, or some sort of plastic, or some sort of hard substance which you put on the wall or on the floor, then the conjuring list is allowed to go and clean it because it's considered a part of the floor. But if it's made from carpet or something which is made from cloth, then you're not allowed to do it. Se'evav, kibbutz kfafot gumi, gloves which are made from gumi, from plastic, from rubber. If you've got rubber gloves, we are worried also that maybe it's got the same din as, or got the same din as leather, which we said before, you're not allowed to go and rub leather with water. To do without water is not a problem, because no problem to go and wash without water. It's not considered libun. But to do with water and to rub it is problematic, because we're worried maybe it's got the same din as leather. Aber mutter lishtamish bikfafat elu b'shas adach zakelim. It doesn't mean that one's not allowed to use them when one washes up wet things. A lot of people use gloves. That's not a problem, because one's not interested in cleaning the gloves. One's not interested in that the gloves should come clean. You're interested in washing up with them. So there's no problem altogether to use these gloves when one washes. But one should not use them and clean them when they get dirty, to rub one to the other one and to make it clean according to the Orchus Shabbos. Bring down, one should not do it.